Receipts with Jenny and Devin. We keep the receipts, we keep the evidence, receipts.
Actually, guys, we had a request for a call-in.
Ooh.
A call-in receipt, yes. Do we feel ready to take a call-in? Amazed. Her name is Issa, and we met each other in LA when I lived there for a month.
If this is secretly Issa Rae and you're just like downplaying it, I'm going to be so
mad. She's kind of being chill about it, but yes.
It's my best friend, Issa Rae.
We met in LA.
Yes. We met in LA when I lived there. For 1 month, and she said, I'm the inspiration for season 4, and what can I do?
Oh, my God.
Hi, Issa. Okay, Issa, thank you so much for calling in. Hi. Yes, LA time. So, Issa, this is my co-host, Devin, our producer, Andrew, and then our special guest, Gabe Gonzalez, over there. So, Issa responded to my post saying we were looking for call-in receipts. And has some fun receipts to share. Yeah.
Yes.
So let's get into it.
Okay. So I got Raya like anyone who moves to LA does. And where even is it? I matched with this guy and I was feeling like spunky. So I just like responded like jokingly. Mm-hmm. I respond, look at the receipt.
It's very bright, but it's looking like you're sending him a lot of messages and he's not responding to you.
He has not responded. Happening? Yeah.
Okay.
So it started off kind of like a joke, and now I feel like just like I have to message him every couple of months just to check in. So I said, what a song, you know, because Raya plays like the songs. And
what is his song? Will you show us his
song? It's the same song still, too. Yeah. Oh, wait.
I'm sorry, he's bearded.
The beard
and has
man.
Kate Bush on his app.
Yeah.
That was him next to Oprah.
Sweetie, that's a gay man. That's a gay man.
No!
Honey, he put Kate Bush as his Let's Fuck theme song. That's a
gay man. Gay man is my type. but he, I don't think he is, just because I feel like I've mastered being able to know for sure.
I still haven't yet, so.
Yeah, I definitely have not mastered that, so.
I lost my virginity to a gay man, so I feel like after you do that, you have to.
He's not responding, so it's not looking so great.
Well, he was retweeted onto my Twitter timeline, and apparently he's a comedian, LOL.
Oh.
No, don't do it. Get out.
Loki.
Well, even if I wanted to do it, apparently I can't because I have tried.
What did you say to him?
Okay.
Will you read
it? So I said, what a song, March 29th, 2019.
Okay.
April 23rd, 2019. Jeffo, what happened? Did you fall in a hole? No response. May 8th, 2019. Look, Jeff, you matched with me. If you matched with me by accident, just let me know. No hard feelings. You can unmatch, by the way. So he hasn't unmatched me. October 7th, 2019. Jeffo, happy belated birthday. Noticed you turned 30 since we matched. It was a good one. January 12th, 2020. Jeff, happy new year.
Issa.
And he hasn't replied. And I really wanted, like, at this point for me, it's like more so entertainment. I really wanted to like message him like 2 weeks ago and be like, oh, too bad about this COVID thing, right? Like, I guess we can't meet up anymore.
So you're killing me.
So that's the thing. That's the tea.
Oh my God. Is he the main person that you're messaging on Raya? Have you been messaging anyone else?
The only people who have responded to me on Raya are women. And this one guy I went like rock climbing with. I'm bi, by the way. Which is why gay men are my type. Because they fall more towards the spectrum that I like.
Yes.
But I don't know. I hate Raya. I like stopped going on it. No one responds to me. I'm not like woke. I don't know. I'm not, it's not, woke is the wrong word. I don't have enough followers for people to like care to interact with me on Raya, I think.
Cause it's very like, the vibe I get is like, it's like famous adjacent, but then it's like also just full of DJs.
Yeah. 100%. Diplo did DJs. Come up for me. We didn't match.
I would download it just to try to get Diplo.
Yeah, Diplo would be fun.
I like changed my profile picture when he came up because I was like, I need to like curate an image. Yeah.
So this guy, how do you know he's a comedian? Because someone retweeted him.
Yeah, and I went to his Twitter and he has like a bunch of followers. I mean, like a lot for me, 11K. I don't know if that's a lot for other comedians.
That's a lot.
He is a writer. He was a writer on Rick and Morty. That's what his thing said.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's not gay. You're right.
I feel like you definitely should message him about COVID. I think it. Why not?
Absolutely not. You gotta abort this mission, fam. You gotta be out. I think you've already done. It's like even if he was maybe interested at the beginning, now at this point, it's like he can't return to this. You sent like nine messages. It's like if I'm him, I like after the third one, I'm just like, I can't. We can't talk.
But what if I totally agree? Had they been like normal messages, but I feel like. If I like over the top it with the COVID-19 one, he'll be like, oh, it's a joke, right?
He will not be that way. I guarantee you.
He's committing to the bit, Dove.
I have learned that a lot is lost in translation when you have not met a person.
That is true. And like, you guys haven't like established your humor with each other. Because somebody can be completely joking and it completely goes over your head.
All right, my chaotic advice. Do you want to hear my chaotic advice that you should
take? Advice.
My chaotic advice is, what if you post it on Twitter and tag him and ask him for COVID too?
Dude, we are.
That's my chaotic advice.
We are on the same wavelength because I thought about doing that actually. But also more so for the retweets than for anything else.
He's got 11K. Maybe you'll get some retweets.
Exactly. Hey,
so
and like
my question here, Issa, is like, what's your end game with this? What do you even want out of this situation?
Before I wanted to go on a date. Now I want more followers.
I mean, neither of those things feel very plausible at this point.
Okay.
If I'm being honest, that's every comedian's trajectory on dating apps, right? It's like you get on looking for love, and at the end, you're like, "Fuck this! Let me just get some followers." Like,
yeah, maybe it's a tweet. Fuck this! Maybe it's a tweet.
Just linking to my stand-up set on my Scruff profile. Like, check it out.
Yeah. Or making a like poster banner your profile picture.
Okay, so I think we're divided. And he by is divided, 30, I mean, though, most so. Of the group, most of the group says, end it, stop. I mean, maybe follow your chaotic tendencies.
Well, okay, I might be halfway because I'm like, I wouldn't escalate it. But if you want to keep pushing the bit on Raya, like it is fully possible that maybe he just hasn't logged. Can you see when people log on or have
he's changed his profile pictures?
So you know he's seen your shit and has not unmatched.
Yeah.
But has not responded.
But which I feel like though, as a comedian himself, like I feel like maybe he's waiting on it as a bit.
Maybe you're like one of the one consistent things in his life, just like every month. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's
not. Hold on, Devin.
Devin and Andrew are both saying no.
Let me explain.
No,
I'm not saying he's waiting on like. He's not waiting on me as a, like, he's not like, oh, this is the perfect match. I mean, like, maybe he's like showing his friends, like, LMAO, look at this loser, you know, like that in that.
Yeah, do you want to be that? Is that who you want to be?
I don't mind being that because I know I'm not a loser. So it's like, then it's fine, you know? Like, I don't do this often.
I guess. Are you having fun with it?
I'm having a blast.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, if
it seems like it's bringing joy.
If you're having fun, stay the course.
It's a wholesome bit. You know what I mean? You're not harming anyone. Yeah, it's cute.
Bring you joy. Keep at it, babe.
Should we message him live about COVID-19? Can you guys help me like curate a message?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't like the COVID themed messages. I think it's like weird. It's like, especially like even like boiled down to like, hey, like what's going on today? I don't like those questions anymore. It makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's just, I don't know, COVID, like we're maybe like a month ago, I would have been like, haha,
I agree.
Laugh about it. But it's like, it's just too wacky wacky right now.
It is wacky wacky.
It's like becoming normal, honestly.
Yeah. Wait, I'm confused, and maybe you had already established this, but did you have a prior conversation with him, or has he not responded to a single one of your messages?
Not a single one.
No, we haven't had a prior conversation.
So you assigned the name Jeffo to him without any sort of like written consent that would be okay.
Yes.
I think that might be a contributing factor, and the fact that he has not responded to any of your 9 messages.
Did you also ask if he fell into a hole when you Jeffo?
Yeah, I said Jeffo. Did you fall into a hole?
Yeah. Hole.
Came in too hot.
Big swings.
That would have shook me.
Yeah. It was okay. At that point, I was hopeless. Like, we obviously weren't going to go on a date. It'd been a month and a half. You know, like, I wasn't trying to like sway him. I was just trying to be funny at that point.
Yeah, just having fun.
Which apparently I don't only bomb at open mics, but I'm bombing in this fucking app shit because.
Yeah, wait, is this your?
You guys don't think it's funny. He doesn't think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
The thing, Jeffo, did you fall into a hole? Is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I love that. I would be thrilled to receive it, even if my name was not Jeff.
Right, because it's like, why else wouldn't he have responded? That's my thing. It's like, I have a great profile. I said, what a song. We have the same taste in music. It's like,
I know.
Also, he's not that attractive, which is also why I'm confused.
You know, I think you got to take attractiveness out of the mix, because I think when dudes are in cities like New York and LA, there's just so many people and so many options that even people who aren't that attractive can do reasonably well. So
true.
Whether or not they're attractive it turns out it's not that big of a factor.
Yeah. And he's a TV writer. So that adds a whole other aura of confidence. You know?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
In LA,
I think it does.
Yeah. I feel like New York people are maybe a little more like down to earth about their accomplishments. But in LA, as soon as anyone gets something, it's like, I feel like they're up their own booty.
I mean, I feel like everyone's up their own booty in New York too. I think that's coastal, both coasts.
I certainly am during this quarantine. There's nothing else that's going up there. So.
Hey. Well, Issa, babe, I think do whatever brings you joy.
Okay.
Did we change your life by giving you this advice?
This is the best advice I've ever received.
If
I was high, it would go 10 times further.
Can I offer one more piece of advice?
Yeah.
You should tell him you were talking about you should just message him and be like, hey, I was on a podcast and thought about you or talked about you. Which of my messages is your favorite so far? Just
you know what I mean?
Let's widen the scope here, right? Like, now the bit is, do you like the bit too? Are you playing?
Yeah. Yes. I love that. Genius. That's how we're elevating. Genius.
Yes. Okay, great.
Oh my God, you guys are geniuses.
Send him
this advice
that's
is
fantastic.
Like.
That's really good. That's really funny.
He's going to see an industry opportunity. The light is just going to turn on. He's like, a podcast? I've got to.
Yeah. All you have to do to get a male comedian's attention is say podcast three times into the mirror.
Podcast. And then he'll finally respond.
Yeah. And if he doesn't, honestly, everyone, we're all in the same place.
Yes.
You know
nothing
where he
has changed. If he has, if he doesn't respond, truly nothing will have changed in my life for the worse or for the better.
Thank you so much for calling in, Issa Babe.
Thanks for having me on.
That was so fun.
Send it to your face. You guys.
Likewise.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Amazing. Wow. I think we really did change your life.
That was wild. That was really wild.
That is truly not what I expected in the least. That's not. Nope. I thought she was going to have had some sort of romantic interaction with someone, and she was like at a crossroads with it. But she was just like, "Yeah, here's this dude I messaged 11 times. He never said anything. What do you think it means?"
Honestly, that's a romantic crossroads too. That's also a romantic crossroads.
I appreciate the vulnerability. I feel like my first inclination would be to find an example of someone else being an idiot while they were dating me or messaging me. I just really appreciate Issa being transparent about it all. That's great.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever been that person who's messaged a ton of times with no response?
Like more spaced out, but I like after the third time, I'm like, I have too much self-respect. Goodbye. And then I'll just block them so I know that I won't be tempted.
I'll do that.
But I'm really, we all know from texting me that I'm not anti-texting multiple bubbles in a row. That's my vibe.
Sometimes people really miss a question, like, or miss a message. Like, I've, this super hot dude who messaged me and I was like, ooh. And then I saw he had messaged me once before, like 2 months earlier. And I don't know how the fuck I didn't see it. I was furious. I was livid. But it does happen sometimes.
But then you got in there and you found that message.
Oh, honey, I got in there.
Do you ever question mark your own text message as a, like a second, as like a notification?
I won't do that with people that I date. I'll do it with like close friends. I'll do it because I'll be like, bitch, hey, I asked you a question. But like with people that I'm dating, usually I'll send one text. If I don't get any response on that, if I like the person, I might give it like a week or maybe 2 weeks and then be like, hey, I'll like admit how lame it is that I'm texting twice and just be like, hey, I'm checking back in. That happened with me with one specific person, and she didn't respond the second time either. And then I bumped into her at a bar and she was with a friend, and she more or less acted like she didn't know me. It was, that one was tough.
Cold, ice cold.
No, that one was tough.
I'm sorry, that's wild. That's bad shit, but not unprecedented.
Like, that was crazy, but like she was also, I don't know, part of that was on me, part of that was on I. It's a long thing. Long story short, we kind of started seeing each other, but I didn't want to take it any further because I could tell her and her ex still hadn't resolved things, and it seemed like they were about to get back together. So like one time we were supposed to hang out and I kind of like flaked last minute because I like wasn't that invested in it, and then after that she didn't respond. Like that's what led up to her not responding to my text.
So there's some,
there's more to, it's a layered thing.